Yeshua to the rescue, Noah and the flood. Yeshua looked down from the third heaven and saw the people of the earth. Their hearts were dark and they were thinking evil continually. He saw that they had become much more wicked, and he began to regret ever creating them. But there was a man named Noah who stood out among the wicked. Even though he was surrounded by all that evil, he was righteous in Yeshua's eyes, for he loved Yah by keeping his commandments. He was obedient to Elohim, his creator. With a broken heart, Yeshua said to Noah,
I have decided to bring judgment on the earth. I will destroy the men and women I have created, along with every living land animal. I am going to send a flood to cover the entire earth. But because you have chosen righteousness and have sought my face continually, I will spare you and your family. I will instruct you on building a boat that will keep you and your family safe, along with a small variety of all the animals. But I will destroy the wicked.
Yeshua, being true to both his word and merciful nature, gave instructions to Noah on how to build the boat, and Noah, being obedient, followed Yeshua's plans exactly. From the type of tree he was to use, to the layout of the boat and its exact measurements, and even a list of clean animals that were to be used for food for himself and his family. Noah trusted Yeshua and did not add to or take away from anything he was commanded to do. But even with the help of Noah's three grown sons and their wives, it still took years to complete the biggest boat ever built. In fact, it was the first boat mentioned in the scriptures. When the boat was finally finished, Yeshua told Noah,
In 7 days, I will make it rain on the earth, and it will rain for 40 days and 40 nights, until I have destroyed every living thing I have created on the earth.
Then Yeshua instructed Noah on how many pairs of clean and unclean male and female animals he was to bring with him on the big boat. Once again, Noah did everything Yeshua commanded. On the 7th day, with all the animals and Noah's family in the boat, Yeshua himself closed the door behind them. Then it began raining really, really hard. And large amounts of water was falling from the sky and bursting up from springs buried deep underneath the earth's surface. For 40 days and 40 nights, the floodwaters grew deeper and deeper, lifting the boat higher and higher above the earth. The water kept rising so much, it was 22 plus feet above the highest mountain peaks. Everything that lived on the dry land died. People, livestock, small animals, and even insects that scurried along the ground. The birds of the sky were also destroyed. The only people who survived were Noah and those with him in the boat. Yeshua then sent a wind on the earth to make the waters decrease, so Noah, his family, and the animals drifted safely on the waters for 150 days as the flood waters lowered. Eventually, the boat came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. That's when Noah sent out two birds to see how much of the earth was dry. First, a raven flew out, but it never returned. And then a dove followed. One day, the dove, unlike the raven, finally returned with a fresh olive leaf in its mouth. So Noah and his family knew that this was a sign that trees were growing again. Noah figured that the judgment was over and it was almost time for them to leave the boat. It turned out that Noah was right. About 2 months later, Yeshua commanded him, saying,
Leave the boat, you and your family, Release all the animals on the dry earth so they can find new homes and raise their young.
Showing righteousness, Noah at 601 years old obeyed Yeshua's instructions yet again. Noah was so happy that Yeshua had spared him and his family from the flood that had destroyed all the wicked people, that he made an altar on which he presented gifts to Yah and Yeshua to show his thankfulness. Let everything that has breath praise Yah. When Yah again brings judgment on the earth, will you be kept safe because you're obeying all his commands and instructions?